Hello, this is Petey Muskete. I'm guessing that you've noticed over the last few weeks you've been hearing previously aired Growing Natives, shows that I like to call repeaties. But today I'm talking to you from my office, my room full of books and bones. That's right, books and bones, and old bird nest stones, those kind of things, in the back, down the hall, in the 1991 Marvelette. But hey, I want to thank you for listening to KXEI and supporting KXEI. You know, how lucky am I to have a show on KXEI Community Radio? I'm very lucky. So thanks for listening. It means the world to me. And I can't think of anything else to tell you right now. So, on with the show. This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Muskete. What an interesting spring at our home near the banks of the Ojalote. Back in the middle of March, we decided we better isolate ourselves a little more than usual. When you live rurally, you can be isolated easily, right? But we decided to stay close to home and limit our trips to urban areas for supplies. For a while, I was using the phrase, hunkered down, we're hunkered down. And then I thought, no, hunker rhymes with bunker. And, you know, and we're not living surrounded by hundreds of rolls of toilet paper or thousands of rounds of ammunition. Now, we're living pretty much as we always have. We just don't casually jump in a vehicle and go do an errand. Trips to places for groceries or for food for our critters, those are planned. Yeah, I'm guessing just like you. We also plan these marvelous close-by road trips, hikes, and picnics. And we've been able to visit some just wonderful places, the Pinaleños, the Dragoons, the Pedregosas, the Chiricahuas, Dos Cabezas. Yeah, and isolating out in the hills, yeah, shooting down dirt roads, hiking up trails, and seeing all sorts of very cool stuff. It's a favorite time for me to be out in the hills with the oaks. They're all dropping old leaves, pushing new leaves and flowers. Flowering means the male catkins by the cabzillion are dangling from the branches. And the oaks go through these marvelous color changes. Old leaves will turn yellow and drop. New leaves, the push, can be green or rust colored. I'm talking about the push of the new leaves. You know, some oaks, like the silver leaf or the net leaf, their new push is quite pink. And Ms. Muskete says that from a distance, they have a pink aura. Very cool. Anyway, I'm always talking about oaks, so how about another plant or two? We've been poking around the Dos Cabezas Mountains, and there were places, usually along arroyos, these thickets along arroyos, where wild cucumber vines covered shrubs like little leaf sumac. It would blanket these shrubs, right? It climbed up into small mesquites, green triangular lobe leaves, thick on the vine. And it had flowered its small white flowers earlier, so we were finding the fruit, this marvelous round, spiny-covered succulent fruit, not edible for humans. No. It's binomial. This wild cucumber is Mayra jalensis. Mayra from a Hebrew word for bitter. Isn't that cool? Referring to its bitter-tasting root. It's a huge root. Jalensis, the specific epithet, from the Gila, as in from the Gila River. Wild cucumber loves thickets along arroyos and streams from 5,000 feet and lower in Arizona, southwestern New Mexico, and guess what? Southward, yes, Chihuahua, Sonora. A very cool plant to see in its springtime glory, clambering over shrubs. Oh my goodness, my friends. The desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Muskete. And this has been Growing Native.